The course of the Nile River. The Nile River is the world's longest river. It flows north from its sources in East Africa to the Mediterranean Sea for more than 4,000 miles, 6,400 kilometers. That is about the distance from New York to Alaska. The Nile has two main sources. The Blue Nile rises in the highlands of the present-day country of Ethiopia and races down to the desert in thundering torrents. The White Nile is calmer. It begins deep in East Africa and flows northward through swamps. The two rivers meet in the present-day country of Sudan. There, the Nile begins its journey through desert lands to the Mediterranean Sea. The Nile through ancient Nubia. Just north of the point where the Blue Nile and White Nile meet, the Nile makes two huge bends. It forms an S-shape, 1,000 miles, 1,600 kilometers, in length. The northern tip of the S is at the city of Aswan in Egypt. Along this stretch of the Nile was Nubia, an ancient region in the Nile River Valley. The Nubian section of the Nile contained six cataracts, or rock-filled rapids. Between the first and second cataracts was Lower Nubia. In that region, the desert and granite mountains lined the riverbanks, leaving very little land for farming. Because it rarely rained in Lower Nubia, people had to live close to the Nile for their water supply. Farther south, between the second and sixth cataracts, lies the area that was known as Upper Nubia. In that region, rain does fall, so people could plant in the fall and then harvest in the spring. But the farmland was in a very narrow strip, no more than 2 miles, 3 kilometers wide on each side of the river. The Nile through ancient Egypt. The Nile ran for about 700 miles, 1,100 kilometers, through ancient Egypt, from the first cataract at Aswan to the Mediterranean Sea. On its way, it passed through a narrow region called Upper Egypt. This fertile strip had an average width of around 6 miles, 10 kilometers on each side of the river. In the north, the Nile spread out to form a fertile, marshy area called Lower Egypt. Deserts stretched on each side of the river's green banks. At the end of the Nile in the north, the river split into several streams that flowed to the Mediterranean Sea. These streams formed an area called the Delta. A delta is a plain at the mouth of a river. The flowing water deposited mineral-rich sediment. Because of this, the Nile Delta contained very fertile farmland. The gifts of the Nile. Every spring, far away in the highlands of Africa, waters began to rush downstream. As they flowed, they brought a rich, fertile sediment called silt. Silt is fine soil found on river bottoms. By late summer, the Nile spilled over its banks all the way to the delta. The floodwaters deposited a thick layer of silt, making the land ideal for farming. In gratitude, the Egyptians praised Hapi, the god of the Nile. Hail to you, O Nile, who flows from the earth and comes to keep Egypt alive. Ancient Egyptian prayer. Black land and red land. The ancient Egyptians called their land Kemet, the black land, because of the dark soil left by the Nile's floods. The timing of the floods and the height of the floodwaters might vary from year to year, but unlike the Mesopotamians, the Egyptians usually did not have to worry about flash floods. Dry years were rare in Egypt, but they could cause famine. Beyond the fertile riverbanks lay the Red Land, the vast desert. It spread out on either side of the river. Most of the Sahara lay to the west, and the part of the Sahara called the Eastern Desert lay to the east. These lands were not friendly to human life. They were useless for farming. Only those who knew the deserts well dared travel over this blistering hot land. Desert protection. The hot sands shielded Egypt and Nubia from foreign attacks. That was a protection Mesopotamia did not have. The land between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers was wide open to outsiders. The people of Mesopotamia often faced invasions. Over a period of 2,000 years, the people of ancient Egypt and Nubia faced few invasions. Yet they were not isolated. The Nile Valley provided a path for trade with Central Africa. The Mediterranean Sea and the Red Sea provided access to Southwest Asia. Reading check. How did the people of Nubia and Egypt benefit from the geography of the region?